Please hang up and try again.
Okay. When you think of different fast food chains, what chain comes to mind first?
I think my very favorite is Little Chewy's Pizza.
Yes, Little Chewy's.
Little Chewy's.
Okay,
Little Chewy's Pizza. They've got that. They kind of specialize in hamburger, and they do have some pizzas, but they're the ones that have that that jingle that kind of goes, I buy a pizza today and I have it all your way, and then there comes the part that's kind of the '50s theme that the it's like pizza. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that one or not, but that's my favorite one.
So that one is Chewy's Pizza.
Chewy's Pizza, kind of like a chewy piece of candy, kind of Little Chewy's Pizza.
Okay. And sir, what other fast food chain can you think of? Please just name all of the chain that comes to mind.
There's one out here that. That I really like. It's a funny name, but it's called the Roadkill Cafe. I don't know if you guys have it out there. But it's kind of an odd name. But they kind of specialize in when a deer gets plastered on the road or a skunk or something. They'll usually call this place. They can come, and if you get it in time, you know, maybe within 20 or 30 minutes of it getting hit, they can process it and make, you know, like they. They have a really good skunk sandwich, which sounds crazy, you know, to put skunk in a sandwich. You'd think it would stink, but they actually clean it out really well and make a great skunk sandwich. They do raccoons, deer, elk. I saw a bear one time. Sometimes they'll even mount them in the stores, the animals that have been hit, if they're salvageable, you know, if they don't have, like, guts flying everywhere or something when they get hit.
Yeah,
but that's kind of a local favorite anyway.
And for what other fast food chain can you recall having seen, heard, or read advertising for in the past 30 days? Again, just name all of the chains that comes to mind.
I know there's something like a Olive Garden somewhere, but I don't know what that is. And then one called the Business After 50 Cafe or something.
Yeah.
I think it's mostly for seniors who, you know, if they don't have teeth anymore, I've seen an advertisement for the Business After 50 Cafe. They kind of have the talking dentures. I don't know if you've seen that commercial, but they kind of tell about their hamburger. It's like a pureed hamburger. But that's the only ones that I can think of right now.
Okay, so how many of your 53 total purchases from this chain were for eating inside a restaurant, use the drive-thru, or for carry-out, or delivery?
I would have to say, well, in the past month, I've done 54 deliveries, but you didn't ask about Little Chewy's Pizza, did you?
Sir.
Or the Roadkill Cafe. Did you ask about the Roadkill Cafe?
How many of your 53 total purchases from this chain were for inside a restaurant, you designed to, or for carryout, or delivery?
You know, I think I'd have to check my day book because I... But then again, I don't think I usually write down in my day book if I got delivery or takeout. So I would say probably about half. I would say half.
Half for what? For eat inside a restaurant?
Half of the 53 was how many times we ate inside the restaurant. So that would be 20, let's see, what's half of 53? 22 and a half? No, that would make it 55. So 21,
okay,
I think it would be 21.75
okay.
Is half.
Yeah, so, no,
that's not right either.
I need to know how many of your 53 total?
Yeah, well, so you got to help me here because I've been a little while out of math. What is half of 53? That would be 26 and a half. 26 and a half.
No, it doesn't exist half right here, sir. Just 23, not 23.5. Doesn't exist right here, sir. You got to tell me.
Oh, 23. Well, it 24. Depends on if you count the time that I asked them to do half of the food takeout, because we didn't have time to stay for dessert, but we did have time to stay for the sandwich. So we asked them to do stay for the sandwich, but then asked them to take out the dessert. So they put the dessert in a bag and then brought out the food on a tray. So it was half, but if you want to call that one meal, then it would have to be 27 and 27 of each. But then again, that puts it at 54, which might mess up your numbers a little bit.
You hear me?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's 26.
26 for eating inside a restaurant.
Oh, right? I'm sorry, 27, because we're counting.
27 for eating inside a restaurant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
How about for drive-thru?
Drive-thru? I've never done a drive-thru. I don't trust those.
And carry-out?
Carry-out? 24. Oh, 27.
20.
Yeah, 28.
Sir, sir, what did you say?
27.
26, sir.
That's no, it was 27 for the take, for
no.
The,
Sir, remember that you, told me 53. 27 plus 27.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is one of them, we did takeout and stay, because we did takeout for the dessert, and we did stay for the meal. So you could either count it as neither or both, you know, unless you just want to choose one. You could just choose one if you want. Because we did do takeout and stay for the same meal. So...
One moment, sir. You missed that
case? Sure, you bet.
Sir, for eating in the restaurant, how many?
27.
27.
Yes.
Drive-thru, sir?
Never do a drive-thru. I don't trust them. In fact, when they talk to you in there, the person who's talking is not the person in the window like they make you think. It's one of their recorded things from their corporate offices. And I just don't trust the corporate offices.
Okay, how about for drive-thru?
I don't do the drive-thru, never. Never. In fact, I saw a documentary about that, and they said that if the drive-thru system that they've got between the corporate offices and that window there doesn't stop, we may be facing World War III within the next 2 years, which is serious business, and people aren't taking it seriously. You know, I mean, World War III, we're talking possible mass destruction of half of our society worldwide. This is a very serious issue, and, you know, they've really got to get control of that.
Sir, right now you have about 39 purchases, okay? Okay, how many of your three total purchases from this chain were from eating inside a restaurant, use the drive-thru, or the carry-out, or delivery?
I don't do the drive-thru. In fact, in that documentary, they said that the leaders of a few of the countries in Asia, I can't remember which ones, and the leaders of Russia are in cahoots with the major industries like Hardee's and McDonald's, and really this is a serious problem. In fact, you might want to tell your people there, because they talk to so many people about these restaurants, to just boycott all drive-thrus, because it could lead to World War III. And we're talking, these days, this could be nuclear, even hydrogen bombs, or nuclear physicist bombs, all over the country, because of the system that they use within the restaurant. I mean, we're talking death of modern society. And the end of all art and civilization.
Sure, so how many for carry out? Three?
Yeah.
Of your three total purchases?
Three.
How many of your two total purchases from this chain were from inside a restaurant to the drive-thru or to the carry-out?
This drive-thru thing is serious business. In fact, I would suggest that President Obama needs to get a hold of this quick because by the year 2012, this whole country could be in complete ruin. And this is a serious thing. You know, if this doesn't get stopped from the grassroots level, then there is no chance. There is no chance that we'll be able to survive beyond 5 years. And that means, you know, your company goes out of business. That means you go out of business. That means your boss even goes out of business. He could be dead. I hope he's not dead, because that would mean you could lose your job. But it, with the drive-thrus, I would even suggest, obviously I can't make this happen, but I would suggest that you put into your system a warning that goes out to every person that you call, saying something to the effect of, and I'm just, you know, you'll want to write this up the way that works best for you, but fellow citizens, this is a warning from the survey system of America, that the drive-thrus in your town are directly correlated with the world, with the possibility of World War III. And if we do not stop going to drive-thrus, we could be in World War III by the year 2010. Now that's coming up in a week, you know, and so if we don't get a control of this, this could really be serious. This could really, really be serious. You need to tell the people that, just for their sake and for your sake, so you don't lose your lives and your jobs and, you know, put us in World War III. You know, I'm doing what I can. I'm taking surveys that tell people about this, you know, on the telephone. And
yeah,
so, you know.
So if you answer the phone, just please tell me.
Yeah. Can you tell me too?
I know it's going to help me, but please tell me.
Yeah, but can you tell me? Can you implement a system like that I'm talking about, of warning people about the drive-thrus?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Thank you.
I appreciate that.
That could save the country and really the world.
Yeah, of course. But if you help me, I will help you.
Yeah, absolutely. You bet. Yeah, I'm not doing drive-thrus, and you don't do drive-thrus. I think we're gonna make it.
Yeah, of course. I'm gonna tell the whole world if you help me.
That's great. In fact, I appreciate that. And in fact, is it all right with you if I, you know, I'm feeling good about this. I'd like to sing the national anthem, if you don't mind. In fact, just because I'm really feeling excited about your implementing of this new program.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars...
Sorry, I'm a little off key there.
Through the perilous fight,
let me do that. That feels good. That feels good. Are you feeling it? Hello? You still there? You didn't hang up on me, did you? I still want to take this survey. I want to let the world know about the catastrophe we're in.